Fran, good morning.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad.
So, Fran, how would an at-home gut health test work? And would it be suitable replacement for a test with a doctor in person?
Well, it probably will give you more of an idea than what the available tests that you can do with the doctors at the moment. Something to be clear on is the new technologies, understanding bacterial DNA and stuff like that, being offered by labs like Microba, Allele and Ubiome in the States and quite a number of other ones. And the technology that some of the labs are using for the doctor's test is based on bacterial cultures. And what we do know is that if you take a stool sample, say at the doctor's, send it off to the lab and they base it on culture, a lot of the bugs die before they get to the lab. So it's not particularly accurate. So sometimes these at-home tests are more accurate than the ones that you do at the doctor. There is one test the doctors do, which is called the fecal PCR stool test, and that tests for the bacterial DNA, but that only tests for 10 bacteria, and there are hundreds of thousands of different bacteria in our gut microbiome. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. That's quite interesting, actually.
Some things
that I wasn't thinking about. So why is it so important for us to be aware of our gut health, though?
Oh, look, it's really important to be aware of gut health because the more we understand the impact on, like, all systems of the body, not just the gut, we realise that our gut microbiome really does affect us systemically we need to be aware of that. Well, in order to maintain good health, yes. The big question.
What are some of the main health concerns, though?
Okay, so if you look at the gut itself, we know the gut microbiome is very much implicated in various inflammatory diseases of the gut, like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, even bowel cancer, that kind of stuff. And then when you look systemically, it affects the neurological system. We know that there's an association between depression, anxiety, gut microflora. There's an association with Parkinson's disease, a whole lot of neurological diseases. There's an impact on the immune system, obviously. So then we can look at, you know, autoimmune disease being associated with the gut microbiome. It's systemic. Everything, every aspect of our health can be influenced by the gut microbiome.
If you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking with Senior Lecturer, Naturopath and Nutritionist at Nature Care College, Fran Music, about at-home gut health tests and the importance of a healthy gut flora. Now, Fran, one way to address unhealthy gut flora is through a fecal transplant.
Yes.
How exactly does that work?
Oh, look, you know, that's probably your last resort if you really want to get down to, if you have serious health concerns and serious gut issues, then fecal transplants are available. And basically what they do is they completely clean out your gut flora and replace it with donor's gut flora, hopefully, who is in good health. They try and re-establish a healthy gut microbiome using somebody else's donor stool, basically, yeah.
Right. As you were just saying, a fecal transplant is pretty much a last resort. What are some of the ways people can work towards creating a healthy gut without having to have a fecal...
resort to that, absolutely. Yeah. And that's a really good question. I think there's so many things that we can do to establish a healthy gut flora and maintain one. In the beginning of life, you know, because there's so much that you can do. Let's start with if you can avoid using antibiotics because they can be quite detrimental. Obviously, if they're really required, but don't take them for a cold and flu because it takes a while for your gut flora to re-establish itself after you've used antibiotics. Avoiding artificial colorants, preservatives, pesticides in foods, all that kind of stuff, they have an impact on the gut flora. a lot of people talk about, you know, taking probiotics, but potentially more important for a healthy gut microbiome is prebiotics, which is the food that that feeds a good, healthy microbiome. So prebiotic foods include stuff like, the best thing is Jerusalem artichokes, starchy vegetables, asparagus, anything, any of those kinds of foods, and obviously green leafies, all that kind of stuff really helps a good, healthy microbiome. Yeah. And essentially at the beginning of life, if you if the mother has a good, healthy microbiome, that will be passed on to her baby. And breastfeeding also is really important for building up a good, healthy microbiome. And how does that sound?
That sounds like a lot of choices. I'm kind of going back to what you're mentioning, though. You're saying how the prebiotics are a bit more important than the probiotics. Are probiotics still important, though, or is that more of a marketing kind of...
That's a really good question. I think, you know, our whole understanding of the gut microbiome and probiotics, it's really in its infancy. Yes, we do know that some probiotics are beneficial, but we're just finding out that maybe some probiotics, some of them are completely useless, and some of them potentially may not be you know, as positive for people's microbiome health as we thought initially. So, look, most of the time probiotics are absolutely fine, but I think our understanding of them is still in the early stages. Nobody really knows what the perfect organisms are to have for the for perfect gut health. That is, you know, that's a few years away. But, you know, as we map all of the various types of gut microbiomes people have. So, probiotics, essentially they're pretty good, but prebiotics are probably more important. And one thing that we need to understand is that probiotics, when you take them, they don't just grow in your gut and you're suddenly fine. Most probiotics, you'll have them in your gut while you're taking them, but after a few weeks, they're gone. So it's more important to make sure the food you eat every day contain some probiotics in them, fermented foods, stuff like that, and of course, as I said, the prebiotics that feed your healthy gut flora is probably the most important thing.
Right, that's quite fascinating. I must admit, I did buy some probiotics yesterday, so I'm feeling a little bit of buyer's remorse right now. Fran, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
I have answered some of your questions.
You certainly have. Thank you very much.